This is Kenny
and Amanda Smith from Nashville.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Should lose. For me there'd be no sunshine if ever we should part. Cry, cry, darling, that's what I do, 'cause you're the one that's in my heart. would cry and never dry if you should go. Cry, cry, darling. When shadows creep, I just weep. All night I know. You know how much I'd miss you. If ever we should part, cry, cry, darling. That's all I do, 'cause you're the one that's in my heart.
Thank you. miracle as I've ever seen. Across the street, they're giving out free gasoline, and nobody's being mean, just getting their souls redeemed. It's a quarter past midday, but there's still time to make conversation in the checkout line. Maybe it's a sign that we're can still get down. We'll throw a cemetery rave and dance like fiends, drinking crush orange soda with the Romany queen who made such a scene back in 1915. But I don't care about I'm not afraid to die.
My darling's flown and she's gone to stay. All I got now is yesterday, and I don't know what to do. Well, I guess I'll go downtown and see just what downtown can do for me. Maybe set my lonesome free, or maybe let me go. I loved her too, and I told her so. I asked her to, and she told me no. She said she had somewhere to go, and then she said goodbye. Well, I wonder how long it can go on, how long I'll sing the same old song. I wonder which one done us wrong, which one forgot to try. I loved her true, and I told her so. I asked her to, and she told me no. She said she had somewhere to go, and then she said goodbye. I loved her true, and I told her so. I asked her to, and she told me no. She said she had somewhere to go, and then she said goodbye.
WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
Llevaba un mangas.
palabras son bastantes, son bastante importantes. Cuando hablo, pienso antes, hay que hacerse responsable. Las palabras son bastante importantes. Cuando hablo, pienso antes, hay que hacerse responsable.
Por otra, es como confuso, es como pura boca, una promesa rota, palabras que rebotan, una persona por delante y por detrás, otra, una promesa trucha, puras palabras mula, porfa diga la verdad y no me prometa lo que nunca llegará. Una vez que se dice algo se hace, siempre no se pasa por alto. Una vez que se dice algo se hace, las promesas no se pasan por alto. No me dé una liebre por un gato, lo que prometiste lo espero hace rato. ¿Qué pasó? ¿Se olvidó? ¿No cachó? Cuando me lo dijo no ponía atención. Oh, qué pena que me da. Yo no estoy seguro cuando dices la verdad. Duda, 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 duda. Muchas dudas ahora me das. Una vez que se dice algo se hace, siempre no se pasa por alto. Una vez que se dice algo se hace, las promesas no se pasan por alto. Cuando digo algo y lo cumplo, algo gano, yo siento que triunfo. Pero cuando digo mucho me confundo, me siento como un gusano, como un humano trucho, aucho. Puede ser quizás que yo te llamo, te lo juro, de más, obvio que vamos. Sí, 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 como si fuera tan fácil. Mula. Yo lo sé, es difícil decir que no, pero vale la pena. Entonces vamos a aprender cómo N con O es no, N con O es no. Si le pones un gracias, cuanto mejor. No gracias, señor, yo esta vez paso. ¿Para qué le digo? Que sí, sí, no. Si te confundo a ti, termino confundido yo, yo, yo. Una vez que se dice algo se hace, siempre no se pasa por alto. Una vez que se dice algo se hace, las promesas no se pasan por alto. Una vez que se dice algo se hace, siempre no se pasa por alto. Una vez que se dice algo se hace, las promesas no se pasan por alto.
Las palabras son bastante importantes. Cuando hablo pienso antes, hay que hacerse responsable. Las palabras son bastante importantes. Cuando hablo pienso antes, hay que hacerse responsable.
Smart enough to start to whistle while you're high. Salir de aquí, de encontrar algún Bugalú.
Solta a voz bem no ar, bem, bem brilhar, estrelas, imaginação acordar. Come live the magic, you've gotta have it, just relax and lose control. Magia, vida, sonho viva, é preciso acreditar.
Tú quieres, quieres.
I'm Ella Harp, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. Like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
One parent, the green tree frog, Hyla Cinerea, has this call.
WRCT Pittsburgh, your oil revival station.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where could I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our Help and Resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
I'll run the risk of losing you, and that's worse. It's a very serious problem, and one that faces all of us. Fortunately, here at WRCT Pittsburgh, we broadcast from a steel-reinforced concrete basement. So we'll be playing music long after your sorry corpse has evaporated in a blinding flash of light and heat. I hope this thought comforts you. WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. Now and forever.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
Want to start today with super interesting video from the former National Security Advisor John Bolton, who went on CNN and casually admitted to planning coups in the past. Now, this is fascinating, not in that it's a huge shock to any followers of American foreign policy over the years that the United States has been involved in organizing and planning coups. The interesting part is the just sort of casual and very nonchalant nature with which John Bolton says to Jake Tapper, listen, I've helped plan coups, and what Donald Trump did was not plan a coup. And the point that Bolton was trying to make was that Trump may have had delusions about staying in power, even though he didn't win. And he may have sort of casually said to Georgia officials or whoever, find me votes, send fake slates of electors or whatever. But that Trump was not organized enough. Trump was not smart enough. Trump was not scheming enough to really attempt a coup in any formal sense. And it's sort of a weird defense of Trump. And in so doing, he casually says, I've helped plan coups. This, when you plan a coup, it's much tougher than what Donald Trump was doing. So let's take a look at the first part of the conversation.
A lifetime occurrence.
I don't know that I agree with you, fair, with all due respect. One doesn't have to be brilliant to attempt a coup.
I disagree with that. As somebody who has helped plan coup d'etat, not here, but, you know, other places.
Of course.
It takes a lot of work. And that's not what he did. It was
coups are really tough work, guys.
Just stumbling around from one idea to another. Ultimately, he did unleash the rioters at the Capitol. As to that, there's no doubt. But not to overthrow the Constitution, to buy more time to throw the matter back to the states to try and redo the issue. And if you don't believe that, you're going to overreact. And I think that's a real risk for the committee, which has done a lot of good work, mostly when the witnesses testify, not when the members are opining. It is invariably the case that when you go too far trying to prove your case, you undermine it. And I think you got to give credit to the intelligence of the American people to listen to the witnesses.
Okay, so the point that Bolton is making is what Trump did was so unorganized that it's really hard to call it a coup attempt. And Bolton, of course, is comparing what Trump did to the coup attempts he's been involved in, and they're much more meticulously planned, I guess Bolton is saying. Bolton is saying, when I know how to plan coups, and it's way more organized. And of course, that may be, but that doesn't change the intention of what Donald Trump was trying to do. Now, later in the interview, good for Jake Tapper, I guess, he goes back to this issue. But I do want to mention one thing, which is that Bolton, while he's saying the quiet parts out loud, obviously, Tapper was talking about attempting a coup. He said, you don't have to be brilliant to attempt a coup. And Bolton saying to successfully execute the coup, you actually do need to be more brilliant, more organized, whatever. And it would have been important, I think, for Jake Tapper to say, well, hold on a second. Maybe you're right that for the coup to succeed, you need to be more intelligent or organized or whatever. But I'm talking about the attempt. And Trump attempted and failed, maybe due to incompetence, sort of talking past each other in that sense. And Tapper kind of lets him get away with it. It a little bit reminds me of this infinite monkey